Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I sat down with one of Kansas Senators, Elaine Bowers, with District 36.
This is Elaine Bowers. I'm Senator for Senate District 36, and we do have a new Senate this year in 2025 after the election. So in Senate District 36, it's newly redesigned with one more county. So to rattle off all of our counties, we added in Clay. So it's Clay, Cloud, Jewell, Lincoln, Mitchell, Osborne, Ottawa, Republic, Rooks, Russell, Smith, Washington counties, and part of Marshall and part of Phillips County. So this is 14 counties now, and it's the same as Senate District 40. So if you think about this, two senators represent 28 counties out of 105, and that's Senator Billinger from Goodland. And so all across the top of Nebraska, and then we also have our new Senator Craig Bowser, who has the other part of Marshall County, who will be working with me. And as I mentioned, brand new Senate. We now have 31 Republicans and 9 Democrats, which is up. And then the breakdown, we have 13 women and 27 men. And the women is a reduction from the past years also. And we do fall in the category of under 5,000 city population. So there are 6 cities under 5,000 and 7 legislators under, and legislators representing rural populations. We have 6 legislators serving cities under 5,000, which we fall in, and then there's 7 of us representing cities under 2,000. So you can see rural legislators are much less than the urban. And one thing to let you know, rural legislators do stick together on our topics. We just know that without a caucus.
And Senator Bowers is on 4 committees this term.
Now, I do have the same committees. We're assigned to committees. I do have 4 again. You can find me in transportation, and in real life, I am a car dealer, so I do truly understand our topics in there. I'm chair of local government, ethics, and transparency, and then judiciary, and then utilities. So those are 4 assignments I have. And then we do go into session. We call it committee of a whole when we go on general orders. That's at 2:30 every day.
She's been serving for 19 years in Topeka.
I was first elected into the House of Representatives in 2006, and I served 3 terms, which is 6 years. The House members are 2-year terms, and Senate terms are 4 years, and I was elected to the Senate in 2012. So I am just starting my 19th year here in Topeka.
Senator Bowers talks about unclaimed property and how to get in contact with her.
We do have a service, our State Treasurer Stephen Johnson, a former legislator, has, and this is our unclaimed property in Kansas. So if a check is returned that they cannot find at the address, and they're checks that bounce back to the State Treasurer's office. And in Senate District 36, we have over $1.3 million unclaimed property. So what you might see in that list is insurance premiums given back, or you might find death benefits, annuities, railroad stock. A couple years ago in Cloud County, there was a $95,000 death benefit of a person they could not find. The check was returned to the state and then held in this fund. And the state earns interest in this money. Currently, there's over $500 million. Another fascinating piece with that, when banks close or people don't take their belongings out of their safety deposit boxes, those items are also stored at the state treasurer's office. So they have been finding baseball cards. Sadly, there's medals from military affairs, precious documents like that. So they like to have us legislators help you all find this money. So I wanted to give you the number to reach me at my office if you'd like to have us help you search for that. And then the toll-free number, how you can reach us here with any ideas or topics you want. And it goes to the State Library, which is on the 3rd floor here in the Capitol. But to reach me directly, it's our area code 785-296-7389. And my email, very simple, elaine.bowers@senate.ks.gov. And also our toll-free number is 800-432-3924. And you can leave a message there, and it gets back to my office here, and my assistant's name is Randy, who would answer the phone.
And Senator Elaine Bowers thinks that her district is the best district in Kansas.
There is something so special about rural Kansas, and I'm down here promoting rural Kansas every chance I get. So our 14 counties are all unique in some way, and we have great highways. And one thing I do, when we see the budget come over and transportation, make sure that our roads are maintained with the same amount of dollars that, say, Johnson County or Sedgwick County get for their traffic congestion. We have to get our goods to market the same way. So we live in a beautiful area, too, from Russell County with Wilson Lake and the Pony Express Highway in Marysville, and even Cloud County with the Nazareth Convent and the Orphan Train Museum. We have so much to be proud of where we come from. And it's just an honor and a thrill to represent our Senate District 36 in rural Kansas.
I would like to thank Senator Elaine Bowers for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.